According to a study conducted by the Australian-based Institute for Economic and Peace that documented 104,000 incidents worldwide in 2012, nearly 1,468 people were killed, 2,459 injured, and 458 properties damaged from 910 reported incidents of terrorist activities in different parts of Pakistan alone last year. According to the studies, almost two-thirds of the terrorist activities took place by the use of firing, explosions, and bombings. Karachi, Peshawar, and Quetta have been the most targeted cities in the series of terrorist acts, while Bajor, Dera Bukti saw an increase in such attacks.
Terrorism in Pakistan is not indigenous. It is a menace that is linked to foreign territory and not with Pakistan's own issue. So the war on terrorism needs an international solution, and Pakistan will be part of every solution that world will propose.
Most importantly, the so-called U.S.-led war on terror, in which Pakistan is placed as the main ally, has created immense resentment among certain sections of the society, hence causing such an adverse impact on the country's state of affairs. Another reason being Pakistan's geographical location and its proximity with Afghanistan has brought numerous problems of this war inside Pakistan.
9/11 ke baad jis ittehad ka hum hissa bane ab hum waqt
after 9/11 the coalition which we became part of, it's time to tell the world that now we can no longer entertain the wishes of the West, which has led us to devastation.
Raste ka intekhab kare jo aakhirkar hame tabahi ke dahane tak le aaya hai.
The civilians are usually the targets of these violent activities in Pakistan. Analysts name the root causes of the escalation, that is, the rapid growth in pro-Talibanization in the country and the birth of various pro-Taliban militant outfits, ethnic clashes mainly in Balochistan province, political turmoil, money extortion, corruption, and the absence of sound accountability mechanism.
We are involved on two fronts. One is the front of Afghanistan, where the Taliban are operating, and the other is the front of Indians.
Experts say the growth in violence, the sense of insecurity amongst the general public, besides adverse effects on the day-to-day affairs of these states, and its economic condition, despite the advancement in technology and the formation of a variety of barriers by the government against terrorism, all show that the situation seems to have gone from bad to worse in Pakistan. It goes without saying that Pakistan is paying a heavy price for its role in the war against terror. Analysts are of the opinion that Pakistan must adapt a strong and sustainable offensive strategy to filter out terrorism from its soil once and for all. Fawzia Sayed, Press TV, Islamabad.